Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Oh, hanging in, going deep, and a pass is caught for a touchdown by Santana Moss. And the Washington Redskins finally get into the end zone in 2005. From the 30, Grinnell going deep for Moss again. He makes the catch, and Santana Moss for a touchdown. Wow. And again, it's Glenn and Williams on the coverage. He beats the same two guys.
Unbelievable. He just outran him, and Mark Brunell got it out there.
Al Michaels, John Madden on Monday Night Football 20 years ago this week, the Monday Night Miracle. Simply put, one of the most shocking endings to a Redskins game in franchise history, and certainly in terms of the shock value, right up there at the top of the list of some of the most memorable Skins-Cowboys games in history. 20 years has passed since that night. And I had Santana Moss on to reminisce about that night on my podcast earlier this week. And what was funny about it is when we started to talk about that before we started to talk with the podcast recording, I said, do you know what this week is in terms of a 20-year anniversary? And he had no idea, and that's where we kicked it off.
Yeah, I had no clue. So I mean, but just you asking me kind of gave me that kind of maybe it's something dealing with me. So I just luckily, said that date.
All right, let's go back 20 years ago. Week 2, Dallas on Monday Night Football. Remember the opener that year? That this was Joe Gibbs's second season. This was your first season in Washington. We had the Lavernius Coles season, and then he didn't want to be here, and Clinton takes credit for the trade that brought you here. It was a low-scoring defensive game in the opener against the Bears. Ramsey, went out. Brunell came in. I think he wanted Brunell from the beginning. Do you remember it that way? Do you remember kind of Joe wanting, a reason to put Brunell in the game?
I had no clue. Remember, I was fresh. I was like a fish out of water. I had no clue what was going on around me.
Right. Okay. So we get to Dallas. You guys haven't scored a touchdown in the first 7 quarters of the season, even though you beat the Bears. It was 3 field goals. And you're getting beat 13-0. And Santana, I swear to you, as a fan watching this game, most people, except for the diehards, turn this thing off. It was an ugly game. We couldn't score. Dallas was up 13-0. What are your memories of that night before lightning struck in the final 4 minutes of the game?
Just what you said, man. It was an ugly game, and that's why one of the reasons why it took me so long to say this was one of my favorite games. And I had to be reminded by the fan base that, hey, this is what happens when we play Dallas. This is why this game is so special. So, you know, being a guy that had already played 4 years in New York, and this was my first time being a part of this rivalry, I had no clue why the game was so special to this fan base. So it took me a while. But after I made those two scores, you know, and probably some weeks later, I had no clue, man, but I'm glad that I was a part of that, and I'm glad I was the guy that did it, because that was like my introduction. That was like, here you go. You know, that was like my welcome to D.C. moment, and I couldn't be more thankful.
It was a 4th-and-15 with just under 4 minutes to go, down 13-0 when Mark Brunell threw the first touchdown pass to you. 4th-and-15. You guys on that drive had overcome a 3rd-and-27. Brunell ran, and on 4th-and-2, he found James Thrash for a completion. It's 4th-and-15. Still seems like there's no prayer. What do you remember about that first touchdown?
Well, the first touchdown came, I was on the sideline kind of pouting, and CP came over to me, like, asking me, you know, what's wrong. And, you know, normally that's how we do. When the game is about over, we kind of start getting our mindset for the flight and what we got to do next week. And CP, like, what's wrong, bro? And I'm like, what you mean, what's wrong? You know, and that's like my first initial thought to him, and that's what came out. And I'm like, bro, I ran all these plays on Friday that I told him that I liked. You know, that I want to run against Aaron Glenn. Aaron Glenn was a teammate of mine with the Jets, and I thought the world of him. And to be honest with you, Aaron Glenn was the reason that I thought that my game was where it was at, because he kind of followed me around my rookie season in practice, like, hey, I'm going to get you right, and you're going to get me right. And so I thought the world of Aaron Glenn. But I remember watching him go up against Marvin Harrison and all these other guys in our division in the AFC East. So I gave Coach all these plays, like, Coach, I want to run this. I can run every route that I'm giving you and more, but I like these routes against Aaron Glenn. And we get to that point of the game, and I hadn't ran one yet. And I also probably only had one or two catches in that game. So when I tell CP that, you know, I'm pissed off that I didn't get a chance to do all these routes that we practiced that Friday, CP comes back with Coach Gibbs, and Coach Gibbs' first initial word to me was like, hey, you want to run Dino? And I'm like, I looked at the clock, and I'm like, sure, Coach, I'll run Dino. Like, I didn't want to give him my, you know what, the kiss, but I was pissed off. So I'm like, yeah, Coach, of course I want to run Dino. And that's all I remember. I remember him saying, okay, we're going to do it if we get the ball back. And that was the first route. That was the first touchdown. And after that, it was like, oh, man. I guess he looked at it, was like, this is why this guy pissed off. He knows he can do this. And then I come back to the sideline, and he tells me, great job. If we get the ball back, we're going at him again. Rest was history.
So I'm learning something here for the first time, and I think a lot of people are learning it for the first time too. Clinton, who takes credit for bringing you to Washington, to going to Gibbs and saying, well, let's just go get Santana. You know, yeah. If Lavernius Coles wants out of here, we'll go get let's go get Santana Moss. So that trade happens, and you're telling me in one of the most memorable Redskins-Cowboys games of all time, the game is over, you're over there, they haven't run the play that you – first of all, let me back up. Would you typically on a Thursday or a Friday go to the coach – go to the OC and say, hey, these are the ones I like?
Man, you know what? To be honest with you, that was my first experience of really being their kind of, I guess you could say, quote-unquote go-to guy.
Right.
That they started asking me, do I like these routes? And that was kind of like alarming to me as a guy, like, you know, where I just came from, they care less what I like. But they gave me, you know, the ball whenever the ball come. And, you know, and I'm being the guy who I was, you know, I made the play. So when I got that kind of rapport with them after that first week, I just, you know, that week leading up into that game, you know, they asked me, hey, what routes do you like? And I just say, hey, here's the list of routes I want. You know what I mean? And so that's what I had with that particular coaching staff. And it worked tremendously for me, because if you saw that year, that was one of my best years.
Oh, yeah.
And I was mad that after that season that we didn't have that same report, because it's like now we get a different offense in the next year and they don't ask me those questions no more.
You know, the other thing Clinton for that season takes credit for, and I think you've confirmed this with me before, is that Joe and company wanted in Vinny, they wanted to take Kellen Winslow, and
yeah,
Clinton,
and he asked them to get Sean.
Yeah, Clinton said you should take Sean Taylor, and Gibbs said, well, we really want offense, and Clinton said, well, if you want offense, take Sean Taylor. That was his answer. Like, if you want the football and you want, then take Sean Taylor. And, of course, that was Taylor's rookie season.
I kid you not, for the fans that know all the other stuff that Clinton was about with the, you know, the little funny costumes and stuff of that nature and just the way he did things.
Yeah.
Clinton had a way about going and talking to, and what I say, adults, I always feel like I look at my coaches as like, that's like your mom and your dad. Like, you don't go to talk to them like you would talk to your friends or your siblings.
Right.
But Clinton had a way of talking to the ownership, to the head coach, better than any other player I ever been around. He always got his way with them. So, yes, I hate to say it, but he was a guy that could go talk to anybody and tell you what he thought or what he felt should happen.
By the way, it didn't really work with Jim Zorn, though, did it?
Not at all. I think, and much as I like his Jim, Clinton didn't like Zorn the way same I liked him, and I think it rubbed him wrong that Clinton was one of those guys that would just say what was on his mind.
Right. All right. So the first one on 4th and 15 makes it 13-7. We get the ball back, under 3 to go. Just about 2.5 minutes to go at your own 30, 1st and 10, and so the play call comes in again, and it's the same play?
So it's not the same play. It's still a post.
Yeah.
But this time it's just a beeline post, and he was like, it was crazy because I remember that play when we called the second one, they lined me up on the left side of the field, and I'm not sure if we brought the play in wrong, or it was just, you know, said out the huddle. So we called a timeout, if I'm not mistaken, and then we changed it. We flipped to the right side because Coach wanted to make sure I got on that side with Roy Williams and Aaron Glenn. And when I got on that side, I just looked at the coverage, and I'm like, wow, this guy, Roy Williams, is still sitting. He's not high enough. He's sitting, squatting at, I'm thinking, almost 16 to 20 yards deep, and I'm watching where him and Aaron was kind of shading each other, and I'm like, this is cover four again. They're sitting in cover four. Roy is playing for something underneath. So I kind of made my route. Instead of running a regular post attacking Aaron, I kind of attacked in the middle between both of them. So when I put that foot in the ground, when I take my initial two steps towards that post, I should be able to get behind Roy a little quicker. And man, thank God that you got an old veteran, you know, that just know how to throw the ball. Mark Brunell threw the ball before I put my foot in the ground, and when I looked up, by the time I looked up, the ball was already coming down.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, and it's kind of an over-the-shoulder catch on that one. It was perfectly thrown, right?
Yes, perfectly thrown.
And I'm watching the play right now. Brunell's got time. He steps up in the pocket, and there it is. And when it lands in your hands, I mean, it was like, you know, sports are so great because, you know, when you least expect it, but it's still shocking. That is truly one of the more shocking couple of minutes of football for this franchise I have ever watched. It's not over yet. You're up 14-13, but tell me, after you go into the end zone, you're coming back to the sideline, what went on at that point? Gibbs is like, what took me so long?
Everybody was just ecstatic, man. They was looking at me like, oh, you know what? This is what we got in this guy with number 89 on. And it was crazy to see the reaction from my teammates, because all of them have respect of you from wherever they've seen you play at, from your U days, from my days with the Jets, and even with some of the things that I was doing up to that point. But the playmaking, when you're making plays like that in crucial moments of games, you kind of get a different look from your teammates. You get a different stare, like that almost like, oh, he's that guy. And you can see that from everybody. Like, their eyes was big. They was hitting me so hard on my head. And I'm just one of those nonchalant guys, like, man, you know, I was happy, but I was still at the same point, like, damn, we waited all this time to do this.
Right.
And CP and Sean was the guys that I really, you know, we just had a way of connecting and speaking to each other without even saying anything. And when CP hit me, like, I told him, and then Sean came to me and said, I'm going to get this ball back. And that's when I knew, like, okay, you know, we got that same kind of swag that we had at UM. You know, even though Sean didn't play with me and CP, we speak the same language. And Sean kind of took that as, now it's my time to go out here and make a play so I can make sure that these guys don't score this next time out.
Yeah, remember he blew up Patrick Creighton over the middle.
Yeah.
And got the stop. You know, I'm looking at the play-by-play of the game. This part, I guess I don't remember. You guys actually got the ball back after Sean crushed Patrick Creighton, and then Walt Harris had a big play on Terry Glenn. And you got the ball back. They had timeouts left, and Clinton ran three times, and then you guys punted, and they had one last opportunity, but with no timeouts left and deep in their own territory, and the rest is history. So, you know, over the years, like, you know, you mentioned, like, you didn't know what Dallas Washington meant going in. You were new, clearly. What has that game meant to you, over the last 20 years?
Are you kidding me? It meant my whole career. Honestly, like, I don't know if it was, like, something that ignited my performances for the future with those guys, but it seemed like every Dallas game, no matter what coaching staff was here, if they wasn't giving me the ball the way I wanted the game before or the weeks before, they found a way to involve me in the game plan come Dallas week. So it was just like one of those things to where sometimes as a player I get mad thinking about it, like, you mean to tell me we're going to wait to Dallas week to get me off instead of just giving me the ball every week like this?
Yeah.
But it meant the world to me, man. I think when you look back at my career here, what better way to start your career here, you know, with this franchise, and to have that kind of effect against that team, but also have that effect that I had with, you know, the fan base, knowing that you can count on 89. And it wasn't something that just happened when I played Dallas, but they knew that when we played those guys, it was going to probably, you know, my play was going to rise because the coaching staff was going to make sure they found a way to get me the ball.
I'll tell you what, seriously, it's one of those nights as a fan of this team. Like, I remember exactly where I was. I remember exactly – never thought about turning the game off. I was never one of those people that gave up. You know, all right, 13-0, it's two scores. It didn't seem very likely. But, like, it was one of those games when it was over, it was so thrilling. It was, like, almost impossible to go to sleep. It was actually my second year in radio, and I was doing this kind of post game of the Skins games for 980. But because it was a Monday night game, they didn't have the post game show on. So I was home watching the game, and I'll never forget it. You know, you had so many memorable games, but nothing compares to that. Like, I do think of that Jacksonville catch in overtime that you took, you know, the big catch from Jason, who threw that ball to you to beat the Saints, you know, that year. But, you know, I'm looking at that season, you know, which ended up being a playoff season, as we know.
Yeah.
The next three games after that Dallas game, you got targeted 12, 13, and 14 times. So it was a bit different after that game.
Yeah, it was a huge difference, man. And that's why I say, as a player, you don't kind of – you're in the moment, so you're not really thinking about it until you think about it. And when I reflect all the time, I'm like, wow, that season I was tearing it up when it comes to 100-yard games like no other season in my career, because now this new team that I'm on is like, feed 89 the ball. Feed whatever you do, feed 89 the ball. But not just feed me the ball. It was Mark Brunell most of the time, because Mark was a guy, even when I wasn't in the progression, he would come find me, and he would tell me, 89, leaving the huddle, I love the fact of playing with older quarterbacks, because it's the same thing that I had against, Vinny Testaverde in New York.
Yeah.
When I would leave the huddle, after making a couple of plays with these guys, they would just know to say, hey, stay with me backside. I might come to you. So when you have that kind of confidence in your player as a quarterback, you know, I can just imagine what they was going through when they say, hey, man, and when in doubt, I'm throwing to the guy who's going to get me, who's going to catch this ball and do something with it. And that's what Mark and Vinny would do with me. So I remember that year, man, Mark just, I would be backside. Even against that 2006 game when we played Jacksonville, that play I ran early in the first half. Mark asked me early in the first half, were you open? I said, of course. But the coverage was kind of like, man, that time. The second time he threw it to me that I scored on it, I wasn't open. But Mark just knew, man, Tanner's going to go up and try to make an attempt for this ball, so I'm going to throw it to him. So it's one of those things, man, when the quarterback feels you're going to make him right, he's going to always find you.
Santana Moss, everybody, what a career here in Washington. He went into the Ring of Fame just a few weeks ago during the opener against the Giants. A welcome entrant into that Ring of Fame, and deserving as well. Santana Moss, third on the reception list, franchise all time, behind two Hall of Famers and Art Monk and Charlie Taylor. Reception yards, he is fourth all time, trailing Monk, Taylor, and Gary Clark. You know, I've referenced this list of, you know, the really good receivers in franchise history, of which you are one of them, a lot over the last, you know, few months during the Terry McLaurin contract, you know, discussions, because Terry's, you know, moving up quickly on this list. But what a player, what a career here, and what a memory you provided. Truly one of the most memorable, you know, regular season games in franchise history. I really appreciate you doing this. Hope you're well, and let's talk soon.
No doubt, man. You know, one of the things about me when it comes to all that, I don't play the game for it. And I feel that that's the mindset we're supposed to have. But you hear a lot of guys that think differently. They're like, look, I play for the Pro Bowls. I play for the Hall of Fames. I played because I was gifted enough to play this game. And I was also, it was a privilege to me to play. But at the same time, you go out there and say, I just want to be able to hold myself accountable and make sure the team, my teammates know that when in doubt, this guy who's out here, you know, making these plays are going to be somebody that we can always trust in. So to have that career, to have the accolades afterwards, man, it's always a blessing. But, I just enjoy knowing that I had that effect, and I was a guy that the fan base look at the way they look at now.
Well, and for those of us that just know you even a little bit, you've been a total class act since the moment you arrived 20 years ago, and I think people appreciate that about you as well. Hope you're well. We'll do this again soon. Thanks for this.
Always, man. Thank you.
Santana Moss reminiscing about that game 20 years ago this week. All right. There is an interesting connection between one of our regular callers and the doctor that Terry McLaurin sought an opinion on as it relates to perhaps his quad injury. That caller has weighed in, and I'm going to share that information with you when we come back. Ben Standig will join us at 12 from the park. Dan Quinn scheduled to talk next hour. We will carry that live. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. All of our NFL talk here on the show is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Watch the new season of Tulsa King, now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.